You are listening to EP Culture Beat, the underground source of El Paso, Texas.
Baby, it's your main man Sucio, aka Cerberus, aka Thought Boy Supreme, aka Lesbian Wolverine, aka Cobija Chan, aka ex-boyfriend of everybody's mom. Welcoming you back to another episode of EP Culture Beat, your source for the underground. No boring corporate sponsors, just real talk for real heads. Now, our next guest today has been coming up through the underground scenes. He's been playing everywhere from, you know, kind of like thuggish, rugged stuff all the way to like the drag shows. But really, he's been coming up, doing stuff in Monterrey all the way to LA, and now he's releasing his new 45-inch clear vinyl called Soft as Hands. It's the new EP, baby. Thanks for being on the show, Low Profile.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Low Profile here from El Paso, Texas. What up?
You're from El Paso or you creciste en Juarez?
I grew up in Juarez. I moved here to El Paso when I was 16.
All right.
Yeah, then I moved to California for a little bit.
Oh, you moved to California?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you got that connection. That's on my list right here. But let me just circle around. I always start the interview with a viewer-submitted question. What type of music did you start making compared to the music you make now?
I just started making like hip-hop beats. Like super chill shit. Then like suddenly it was boring for me. I wanted to do like more hardcore shit.
Yeah.
I want to make people dance. That's my thing. That's what it is.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
I started making music when I was 22.
22?
Yeah, that's when I moved to California. I was just boring in my dorm.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had like Fruity Loops in my computer, and now I started making
Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
So all my broken fucking tracks for sure come out of Fruity Loops.
Oh, yeah.
You were in school.
Yeah, I was going to SDSU at the moment. I was living in the dorm somewhere.
And then you're just like, fucking music. I have to.
Yeah. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know English at the moment.
Before we go on, please subscribe and share. Thank you.
So, okay, then what are your influences coming out at 22? I mean, if you started coming up like that.
Well, since I was a kid, I was a fan of Aphex Twin and Slipknot. I like those jungle breaks they use. Yeah, it was pretty much like
Francis
that.
D.
Yeah. Also, like Mudvayne. I was like listening to weird shit when I was a kid.
So you're into like harder rock then?
Yeah, I was.
You see, that's funny because I hear some of your stuff. I mean, you've been doing this, let's say, for 3 years under Low Profile, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I hear some of your older stuff and then some of it is like Texas Chop. You know, you really hear that hip hop bass. You really hear that Houston style. You hear that stuff. And then some of your other stuff is like Detroit, Atlanta footwork, Dukestep. So, yeah. I mean, it's funny because you're telling me you like Slipknot, but yet, you know, some of your music is, I mean, all around the stuff. But then now it sounds like it's really like kind of like deeper techno, it's deeper house or almost like techno, like a little bit like into the acid. Like,
yeah,
you know, absolutely. So you're tripping me out. How do you jump? How do you jump from that to this?
I don't know. I'm really into music. I'm open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really always digging music, like new music, trying to find new music.
You're constantly trying to absorb.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not stuck into one genre at all.
I respect that. I dig that. What are you into now?
I'm living with my two friends. They are like punks, so I'm listening to a lot of like garage punk,
punk,
all that shit right now. But when I'm by myself, I listen to a lot of like. Well, let's say just hardcore techno and jungle.
When are you going to release something like that?
I'm working on it. I sent you 3 tracks right now. But
oh, shit. You sent us some secret stuff?
Yeah.
Tell them what the secret stuff is. What's on the secret stuff?
Secret stuff is like heavy kicks, heavy shit, heavy bass.
Yeah.
It is. 160 BPM.
It's
kind of dark. It's been sweet. I feel like you can play that at some fucking... tunnels. I don't know.
Warehouse. Dude, we were just talking about a tunnel show. You might have just gotten us on the scoop because we might throw a tunnel show. We don't know yet. Just keep informed. EP Culture Beat. Make sure you follow. Anyways, what did you do during quarantine? Because I saw that you were going to Monterrey, and I saw you were going to LA. So it's obvious you were working on music because you're putting out, you know, Softest Hands EP available at Social Tape Records. Go ahead and go get that right now.
Yeah, actually, it's only one available right now. So, yeah, I get it. So, yeah, I was just... I have some friends in Monterrey. And we're just working on music. I was working with my friend Regal86. We dropped an EP. It's called Full Trouble. And we're working on Volume 2 as well. And LA is... like I said, I used to live in LA for a little bit. I just went to visit. And, yeah, I talked to my homie so I can release a 45. Yeah. And... like this album that I'm working out, it's gonna be an LP.
Yeah.
33 is that?
30. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that right here. You're cool. Jumping a little bit ahead of schedule, but I'm all good with that. What do you mean you're down to one? I know I bought one because I saw on the thing, like, you know, I was talking to the homie Social Tape, and I was like, yeah, save me some, but it's like, yo, there's like get it now. So
yeah,
I mean, I know he sent it to me now.
Yeah, they're on their way. I think tomorrow you're gonna get it.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down to one, so...
Well, how many was it? Like 20?
It was... I think it was like 50. But my friend Dustin sold like 20 or 30 copies into some record stores in LA.
Oh, to some distributors?
Yeah. I only know one record store. It's called Puva. It's from Raz G. I don't even know him.
All right.
The legend of Raz G. He didn't, but the guy that managed it bought some copies.
How did you come up with Softest Hands?
Oh, man, it's just, it's kind of stupid. It's just a girl. It's a girl, man. Like, I dedicated like that, those songs to a girl that I've seen. Not right now. So, yeah.
She'll be back, though.
Yeah.
Once she hears that you dedicated this, and I mean, well, what one song is called Up Front, and the other one was called Will I Wait?
Yeah.
So that's both for her?
Yeah.
Is the album going to be sort of for her, too, or?
No, not right now.
So how different is the whole album as a total? Because how do you pick these two tracks to be on the single, to be the singles? I mean, to be the EP? How do you pick them?
I don't know. I think she inspired me to do those tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, like, I was by myself. And I don't know. I went dark and heavy. And Jumpy is going to be... It's going to be an exciting, you know, new album. For sure.
So... You're saying this is the overall movement, right? What we're hearing, because, I mean, well, you described to me what Upfront is. How is Upfront in your mind, in your vision? How do you describe that?
I think it's like a deep thinking that I used to have. Also like a feeling. And the other track, I Will Wait, it's more like a love track.
You know what? I feel that.
Yeah.
When I heard him, I felt that too.
Mellow, lovely. I don't know. I don't know how to say it. Like a, I don't know, you can feel that track.
Bien tranqui, bien calmado.
Sí, sí. Como que la puedes sentir, la canción.
Yeah, of course.
Tal vez aquí.
If I don't want to feel, if I don't feel it, I don't want to be here. Quite frankly, mm-hmm. Let me just be real about that.
Exactly.
One. So, what is Sucio Tape? Who is Sucio Tape? I try to talk to him a little bit, but
cool. Yeah, Sucio Tape. It's my good friend Dustin. I met him so randomly, man. I don't even remember. I think
How shady? How random? Like at a gas station?
Yeah, something like that. I think I was buying beer. And he also did, and
neither of you had a ID, so you had to hold yeah. this, and that's how you became friends.
Yeah, it was like in MacArthur Park area, and I was living in my car at the moment. Okay. And he,
what type of car is it?
I had a Mini Cooper back then.
Oh, that's an all right one.
Yeah, it was all right. yeah, I had AC and everything, but after that, we became good friends. He let me stay at his couch, and it was. I mean, I love that guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the LA style, too. It's like, you know.
Yeah, he believes in me, and I believe in him. So that's why we're working together.
I respect that a lot. So how did you come up with the clear vinyl situation? Because that's obviously something else. I mean, you rarely see a jump-off colored vinyl. I mean, maybe you'll see a white label, but yeah, you guys went straight up clear. I mean, it looks like a piece of crystal, like a fragment.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have that many details about that. My good friend Dustin just did it. In the description, Badcamp says that it was like handmade it. Yeah, like one by one.
Yeah, he said that he had to get some homies to come in and help him with those. Yeah. That was super difficult.
Yeah. Also, like, I think it's going to sound different. Absolutely. Like, obviously, no. But it's going to sound like a little bit more lo-fi type shit.
Yeah. So yeah. You're going for it all the way.
Yeah.
You don't want that other, that polish.
No, nah. Why not? I just want to try different shit.
Is it because you're like one of those old school punks that's like, let's put it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So then how long did it take you to come up with the EP now?
Like the one I'm working on?
Yeah, what's the bigger album called?
Oh, shit, I don't have a name yet.
Oh, you don't have a name?
I suck at names. Hopefully I get this done like in August. Like getting all the masters, the cover art named, and I can release that on physical release, hopefully by December or January.
Oh, so hopefully. This is a year yeah. process, 2 years at this point.
Yeah, it is. It takes time.
Yeah.
It is. Like, yeah, to make the records takes a lot of time.
If you're enjoying this interview, please subscribe and share. Thank you.
So, I mean, I know we're talking about records. Do you collect records?
I do, a little bit. I do collect more cassettes.
You collect cassettes?
Yeah.
Why cassette?
Because I think it's a cheaper way. And I don't have a mixer. I have a record player, but I don't have a mixer.
Straight tape to tape, baby.
Yeah.
Let me get that forehead.
It's cool. And you can listen to them. Like.
Then what's your grail right now? What do you have right now that's like rare? Like, what are you looking for on tape?
I'm looking for a lot of Memphis Underground tapes.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of Tommy Wright.
Sure. Didn't I see you had a picture with Tommy Wright?
Yeah, I performed with him one time.
When the fuck was this?
It was when I was making beats. It was like in 2018.
In LA or where was this?
That was in Memphis.
It was in Memphis?
Yeah. It
was dope. How'd you get hooked up with that? How did that come about?
My friend from Memphis, it's called Ugo. Mm. He booked me there and he helped me get into that show. Damn. Yeah.
How long ago was this, you said? 3?
Yeah, 3 years. 2018, around that time.
So, I mean, obviously, like, your sound was way different 3 years ago than what it is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, so you were touring back then? You were touring on all that stuff? Or I don't know how that... Because you're part of a lot of underground scenes. Mm-hmm. And even now, some of the shows you play are real underground stuff. Like, you know, I know you played something at Monarch. I know you played something over at... What was it? At Prickly, too?
Prickly, yeah. Went to Guadalajara, went to Monterrey. Then I'm going to Dallas.
You're going to Dallas.
And then I'm going to Houston. Houston, I think in September I'm going, that's for sure.
Are you playing that old stuff? Or are you giving them new stuff or what?
Not new stuff. Yeah. You're giving new stuff? Yeah. Rape shit, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what they like. That's what they want.
Yeah. I mean, meeting Tommy Wright was amazing. Incredible experience.
Did you set out? Was that like a goal? Let's say, like, you know, you obviously get into the scene, like Tommy Wright, boom, like that has to be a goal. Was that like a goal or was it like an accident goal?
It was an accident goal. Like, I wasn't trying to force it, but I mean, that shit happened. I can believe that, you know. Mm-hmm. Some things that happens when you're keeping it real with yourself.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of people do try to force it, and you see it. And I mean, that's why I bring you on the show. A lot of people that I bring on the show, I respect what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I understand what they're doing because, you know, I'm a fucking underground king too. I've always been, you know, at the little shows, and I'm not about the big shit.
Nice.
So, you know, I know what you're trying to do, and I get it. So that's why it's interesting to hear you, because, I mean, you're obviously, you're technically established,
yeah,
but you're still underground. And, you know, that's kind of a difficult thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because, I mean, you go to Mexico. What do you tell people in Mexico?
If they don't talk to me, I don't say shit.
But, I mean, necesitas describir la música. I mean, you know, you go over there, te dicen, pues, ¿qué oyes? Banda. You know, it's always okay. Kind of like, ¿eres rocker, güey? Okay.
Yeah, actually, they always tell me, are you going to play punk or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nah, like, they tell them, like, nah, I play, like, hardcore, you know, right now. But I used to do beats, and I'm from Texas. Probably have that Texas sound as well. Because I sample a lot of, like, DJ's Crew.
Of course.
ESG. Pat. I sample their vocals a lot. Yeah. I try to imitate their basses type shit, maybe. It's a lot of Texas influence that I have on me.
You know, but to me, like, you know, it's interesting to hear your movement because, once again, you're growing out of one style. You're growing into another style. I feel like, you know, you're probably going to work with somebody else. Do you have anything else in the works? Are you collaborating with anybody?
Yeah, I'm collaborating with D.A. Chap. He's from Tech Life.
Okay. Yeah.
He lives in El Paso, actually.
Yeah.
We work on tracks sometimes. Who else? With my friend, Regal 86, and a friend from Mexico City. Well, he's from Seattle, but he lives in Mexico City. His name is D.A. Rat. He's, like, extremely underground, but he's hardcore shit. Like, LSD, XO, XO, I don't know if you know that. He plays his tracks, like, a lot, and he has like 700 followers.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I think right now it's really weird because, you know, you hear the voguing houses, you hear kind of like, you know, the snack ball stuff, and you know, they're coming out and they're dropping straight up Detroit underground in RP Boo, and it's just like you know, like I go to those shows because they're the only people who play my music I like, right? You know, this is bad. Like, you know, these motherfuckers are getting down.
So how different are those scenes? Because, I mean, once again, you're talking about, you're playing for an open gender scene, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, but you go up there and it's like, okay, somebody's going to throw fucking perreo. And then the next person throws like hardcore techno and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, actually, last time I played in Prickly, that was the situation.
Yeah.
I opened and I was playing like hardcore. And then the next DJ was playing perreo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool because they attract a lot of people. And like trans people, they like to dance. And
a huevo.
Yeah, I love that. I love those guys.
Let me see them knees. Let me see what them knees do.
Yeah, right?
Because fuck, dude. I'm trying to get somebody to teach me how to death drop. Fish wouldn't teach me how to death drop. Fish a clown.
Yeah.
Shout out Big Fish. We love you. But, I mean, yeah, dude, I mean, you're playing multiple genres. So, at this point, where are you going next? What are you doing next? You know, I know you're releasing the single, but you got a tour. Where would you like to tour?
Actually, I'm trying to go to New York. This friend, she's a DJ from Prince. Prince FM from France.
Yeah.
She plays a lot of my tracks in her mixes, whatever. And she's working, like, book me. In New York.
To book. Yeah, shout out homie. Shout out Big Prince.
Yeah. Probably New York. I'm trying to go to Memphis as well. Like I said, Dallas, Houston.
What's the weirdest, like, person that's hit you up? Like, even a fan or whatever. What's the farthest away that somebody's been like, I like your tracks?
It was this basketball player. His name is... I don't remember. I think he was playing in Phoenix with the Suns.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he bought me a beat, like a shitty beat, like my first beat, actually. He gave me like 200, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And he's trying to book me, but I have like trust issues.
Why do you have trust issues?
Because he tried to book me, but like to go and work in his studio.
Yeah.
And I was like new in the scene, or not even in the scene.
How long ago was this? 4 years, 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was back then when I was living in LA still. I was in.
Oh, well, sorry, y'all. We're getting real drunk off of Modelo Negros and Pacifica. Shout out Modelo Negro Pacifica. But yeah, we're getting real trash. So if you start hearing a little dip in the mic, that's because I'm getting real wasted.
That was weird. Yeah. Also, Tommy Wright hit me up once. I don't know. Like you don't expect.
But you don't go after that. Is that what it? You know, I know you said you have a trust issue, but it's like,
yeah.
Do you just not take? You're like, oh fuck. Like somebody's just like, oh, I'll buy a beat. You're like, yeah. You know.
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't feel weird now.
No.
But back then, I was feeling weird.
6 years ago, 7 years ago, yeah.
It was new for me, so I didn't know how to react.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now how do you react? You're like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. Give me 500 yeah. for that shitty beat.
Fucking shitty ass beat.
Yeah.
Shout out my homies who I could tell them a creative criticism and they no se enojan, you know.
Yeah.
Let me just give a shout out to those heads.
We're almost done. Please do not forget to subscribe and share. Thank you.
So, okay. Touring you're about to release in December. I don't really want to... Because we brought up everything I wanted to talk about, you know? I want to talk about your days in L.A. Like, was L.A. influential to you for the music? Because I know you're out there doing punk stuff.
Yeah.
But did you get to watch anything that, like...
Yeah, actually, when I was living in L.A., I was going to a lot of rapes, underground rapes. I got roofied once. And, yeah.
How was that? What was it?
It was cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, at first, I couldn't walk, but... Then it was fine.
Once you got out that K-hole, you're all right.
It was fun, yeah. like, I don't know, and still, like, LA has a vibe. You go there and you feel different. You feel alive.
Of course.
I think, I don't know, I want to go back there. Yeah.
I compare LA to Juarez a lot, you know?
Really?
You really don't know what the fuck you're going to find. Like, you know, you las la vuelta and you're like, oh, shit, yeah. What's going on over here?
A naked lady or...
Yeah. Or it's like some fucking a beautiful piece of art.
Yeah,
exactly. And you're just like, what? Okay, you know, I'm just going to get drunk on the street corner. A huevo, something's going to happen. Yeah. And I feel that's the way Juarez is. Like, if I stand right here and I look straight ahead, some crazy shit is going to happen right in front of me.
Yeah, I love that.
So now that quarantine is over, because, you know, I know you were working. Now that quarantine is over, what's the first thing you look forward to doing? Se acabó toda esta madre.
Touring, yeah. I make more connections. And, of course, like, work on more tracks. Be more professional. You know?
I don't want to hold you up any longer because I feel like you got way more stuff to do than just, you know, kick it with me here chilling. So, you know, on behalf of EB Culture Beat, please tell us your socials. Please tell us where we can get your album, the one album that's left.
Yeah.
Please tell us if are you going to release more?
Yeah, of course. I'm always working. That's what I do. Like, yeah, I wake up, open my laptop, Ableton, and yeah, do some
no more
shit.
Fruity, no more Fruity Loops.
No more Fruity.
We got up.
Broke anymore. So yeah.
No, but yeah, tell us your socials, baby. Tell us
you
all
can,
that stuff.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. It's low profile, 3 times, and I don't have a Twitter. You can buy all my shit on my Bandcamp. It's lowprofile.bandcamp.com. And if you want to find that vinyl piece, try suciotape.bandcamp.com.
All right. When are you going to play in El Paso next? Because I missed the last time. I was out at River Souls Festival. Shout out big homies at River Souls.
Hell yeah. I'm not sure yet. Maybe I do a house party in my house. Yeah.
So, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll blast your address all over everybody. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Come through. It's down in Central and it's low key. So yeah.
Right by the Atraques.
Yeah, exactly.
That way the cops can't say shit.
Right behind the cuckoos, I'll come through.
All right. Well, thank you, Papa. I appreciate you, baby. You know,
too,
mad love from EP Culture Beat. Your source from the underground for El Paso, Texas. Arts and culture, baby. Stay sweet, don't change. Love, Sucio. Thank you, guys. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook. What's the other one? Spotify, Apple, iTunes Music. Thank you, guys. Please give your shout-outs. Tell everybody. Right.
My love to El Paso and Juarez. My love to my mom, my love to Dustin, and to myself. Peace.
Later, y'all. Stay sweet, don't change, y'all.
Drop the bass.